Many years ago, a younger sports reporter named Scott Coughlin introduced a little mascot, a figurine, to the Hotman Cup. I spotted this story in the Sunday Times yesterday, and we thought we'd get Scott Coughlin on to talk about this particular little figurine that makes its way into the Hotman Cup to the bemusement and dismay of Tennis Australia. Scott Coughlin joins us on the line now. G'day, Scott.
Good afternoon, Simon. May the force be with you.
Oh, you're a funny man. For those who don't know, Scott currently is the editor, and has been for some time, the editor of the Western Angler magazine, and he lives in Albany. But he also, in his spare time, he also writes up sport and does a bit of tennis reporting for AFP at the Hotman Cup. Scotty, I just want to play our listeners a little bit of audio. Some of our listeners will know who this figurine is, but you can explain it. Just have a listen.
Admiral Akbar, please.
You can see here the Death Star orbiting the forest moon of Endor. Although the weapon systems on this Death Star are not yet operational, the Death Star does have a strong defense mechanism.
There he is, Admiral Akbar from the Star Wars movie. Why does the figurine of Admiral Akbar appear at the Hotman Cup, and what did you have to do with it?
Well, it's quite an amusing story. I think I should preface all this by saying that as journos, we can spend a lot of time at the Hotman Cup. We probably spend 6 or 7 15-hour days there, so we probably get a bit of cabin fever. And it all started because a bloke called Trevor Robb, who's sort of a well-known journo around town in the day, we were sitting at the Hotman Cup, and you just have these free-ranging conversations. And Taylor Dent, the former American player with Australian background, was playing for the United States, and Trevor just offhand said, he looks like Admiral Akbar from Star Wars, which sent us scurrying to YouTube looking at Admiral Akbar videos, and the Admiral's famous saying is, it's a trap. And so that became a bit of a staple for the Hotman Cup for the next couple of years. Whenever we were bored, we'd put on these YouTube videos of Admiral Akbar.
Scott, I think it would be fair to say Trevor's comparison of Taylor Dent to Admiral Akbar is less than kind.
It's probably not something Taylor would be all that wrapped about, let's be honest.
For people listening today, Admiral Akbar is an outer space creature, really, isn't he? I mean, he speaks beautiful English, but he is a creature.
He is what they call a mon calamari, which means he's basically a squid. Now, I'm no marine biologist. He doesn't look much like a squid, but apparently he is a squid.
And I've never seen him play tennis. All right, tell us more about what did you and Trevor Robb cook up? The Admiral Akbar, the figurine,
well,
just
Trevor
made his way into the Hotman Cup somehow.
Yes, I think Trevor had actually moved on by then, but I actually bought a heap of Star Wars figurines for my daughter, who was right into Star Wars at a young age, and I decided I'd grab one of these Admiral Akbar dolls as well, and I'd take it in. So I unveiled it one day at the Hotman Cup to rapturous response in the press box, and I brought him in over the next few days, and it sort of got to the end of the tournament, and a couple of Americans, John Isner and Bethany Maddox Sands, were in the final. They won it, and then we had the press conference room at the old Burswood Dome, and we decided, one of us decided we'd drag it up there and sit it up on the media backdrop that sits behind the press conference.
Yeah.
So the two American players did the whole press conference after winning the final with Admiral Akbar sitting right up behind them on the advertising hoarding, and it just sort of gathered momentum from there.
What year was that, Scott?
Well, gee, I don't know. It'd have to be a decade ago now. I'd have to look back.
And he's still...
Check exactly. Maybe not quite. 7 or 8 years ago.
So he lives on. He was part of this Hotman Cup most recent?
Yes, we've since then sort of graduated from hiding him in press conferences to actually asking players to pose with him.
Yeah.
And the players actually seem to not mind at all. Joe Wilfried Tsonga did a big pose with it. We got Agnieszka Radwanska and Jerzy Janowicz to pose with the Admiral.
Yep.
So it's all become a bit of fun. Fred Stolle in the press box, we got him to get a photo with it. So we've had a lot of fun with it, and it just breaks up a bit of the time. But Tennis Australia a bit funny about the Admiral.
Yeah,
they're not quite as keen as us. And we've had a couple of stern talking to about it. So this year we had to be a bit quiet. They said, we don't want to see the Admiral in any pictures. But we got him there in the end. We got him into the final press conference of the tournament after the French had won. we just propped him up in a little corner and got some photos with him in the background as they were talking. But the gig was nearly up before it started because we just propped him in this little corner where no one could see him except us. And the tennis players walked in, and Kiki Mladenovic, who won it for France, walked straight in, looked straight at him, went, "What is that?" And we just sat there with stony silence. And then she said again, she said, "What is that?" And we thought the jig was up, but then she just sort of burst into laughter and turned around to continue the press conference. We snuck him in the end.
Well done. Well done to you. Do you think, why would Tennis Australia not like him being in the press conference of one of their premier events?
I just think they think it's probably not quite at the highbrow level they would like their tennis tournaments to be at. It's not taking it quite seriously enough. But as I said, we've always had a lot of fun. One of the more famous ones we had that has got a run in a few media outlets over the years was Anna Ivanovic. Mm. And there was a chap called Barry Wood who used to cover tennis all around the globe, lovely bloke, and he used to come to the Hopman every year. And we were saying, well, it'd be great to get Anna because everyone wants a picture of Anna.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, "Oh, no, quite well. I'll ask her. She'll be happy to do it." So we got Anna Ivanovic as well. But I think the Tennis Australia, with the previous arrangement, when it was under the McNamee reign, they weren't too worried. They actually thought Rosita Stengel was the PR girl, and she thought it was all a good laugh. But Tennis Australia are a bit more
serious,
more wary of it. It should be said,
a bit serious. Hey Scott, where does Admiral Akbar live when the Hopman Cup is not on? Is he in the boot of your car, or is he in Albany? Where is he?
No, he just lives up on top of my cupboard, right next to my work computer, as a bit of a reminder of the light-hearted side of journalism that we enjoy it sometimes. He does get out and about. I do tend to take him. I took him to the Australian Open one year. I went and covered the Australian Open, so we took him over there and got some photos with him and a couple of pics down by the Yarra. He's been to the MCG and a few different cricket grounds, the Wacker. So we get him around the place and he pops up. There's a chat works for AAP called Justin Chadwick, who people may have seen at a few AFL press conferences. He looks a lot like Jesus Christ.
Right. Oh, yes,
very unkempt and hairy young lad. And he's a big fan of the Admiral. So if I'm going anywhere and I know he's going to be there, it's just written in stone that the Admiral will appear.
Well done. Very funny, mate. It's a very funny story. I hope, if push came to shove and the Admiral got his marching orders, say, at next year's Hopman Cup, if Tennis Australia happened to hear this interview, who goes first? Does Scott leave or does Admiral leave or the Admiral leave?
I think it would be a media strike.
Yeah.
Media black ban of the event. No Admiral, no Hopman Cup. That's what we say. Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. Hey, mate, really good to talk to you. Just on your other way of making a living, which is as the editor of the Western Angler, I think the Marin season opened this weekend, didn't it? How's it going?
Yes, apparently the reports have been pretty good. I was speaking to a guy from Bunbury today, actually, and they went to his secret spot. I won't name exactly where, but just south of Bunbury, and they did really well. I think there was a group of four or five of them, and he said they got plenty and had a ball in doing it, which is pretty much what Marining's all about. So the season runs till February the 5th, so I'm actually having Marin for a couple of years, but I'm actually keen to probably get the kid down and give it a try.
Yeah, go. And that usually brings the Marin police, doesn't it? Too people they're red hot on people taking undersized or too many Marin, aren't they? The state government.
Yeah, absolutely. Fisheries are very, very hot on that, and rightfully so. The poor old Marin, unfortunately, has a pretty hard time these days with sort of the warming and dropping rainfall and land clearing there. Their sort of environment has really suffered over the years. So it's a pretty fragile little fishery, and so hence we get a season of just under 4 weeks.
Yep.
And anyone doing the right thing can expect to be caught because they do keep a very, very close eye on.
Yeah, and so they should. Hey, Scott, great to talk to you today. Well done on Admiral Akbar. I had no idea, and I saw that in the paper on the weekend. I thought I've got to have a chat about it. Thanks for talking to us, mate, and good luck in Albany. Hope you catch some Marin, some big ones.
Anytime. Thanks, Simon.
Good on you, Scott Coughlin, who is a sports journo at the Hopman Cup and has been a sports journo for many years, but has managed to sneak in this little figurine to the press conferences, and Tennis Australia are sort of scratching their heads, what is this all about?